The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I mean, even if Texas is good, these are going to be tough games. You've got the USC game, the week after that, TCU, then Kansas State, and then the week after that, they play Oklahoma. Those four games are the games to me that jump out as, if you go 2-2 in those games and you win all the other games you're supposed to, that's a successful season.
That'd be a real good season. Except I think you have to assume that there's going to be another loss in there that they're not supposed
to have,
like Iowa State or Kansas State or somebody like that.
Just mentioned the Texans did sign Kayvon Webster after he visited Sunday. I think that's a good pickup for them. That's a guy who can give you some depth at corner where I think they're pretty
weak. Anybody you can pick up at that spot is decent because, I mean, I don't know what Kayvon Webster's got left, but...
Well, he's coming off an Achilles, so obviously they think he's healthy enough. So.
But that's a problem area for the Texans still. And I know everybody's like, well, the secondary's way better than it was last year. Well, the safeties are better than they were last year.
I think the safeties are better.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three. 713-780. ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-U-R. At A.J. is the real. At producer T. Scott. And you can also text the show at 713-780-3776. Missed the first 2 hours. Lots of good stuff. Not just that. Pretty much hit on all the sportsy topics so far. And it's all available on podcastarena.com. And really good stuff for Tyler Seto's last day as the backup quarterback. As Jong Lee returns tomorrow from his honeymoon. So looking forward to hearing all about it. Based on what I've seen on Twitter, there have been some wild moments. Been following into that, Tyler?
After that initial story of the canary, that got me hooked.
That got me out. I was out on it after that.
I was actually curious to see if he was actually going to put up a video or maybe a reaction of it, but he did not.
I don't think you could show the actual thing.
Well, I'm sure it would get reported, but...
Theoretically.
Yeah.
Hey, I was noticing, speaking of what you can and can't show, watching that Yellowstone, there's a lot of boobs on that show and a lot of the F word, and that's network TV. And I know
it's not network. Paramount's a cable channel.
Oh, well, yeah, that's what I mean. I mean, it's not pay TV.
Yeah, like, but cable, you can do that.
God, I didn't realize. Like, is there an hour? I know that they say, like, I always thought it was like after midnight you can do more stuff on cable. But this show comes on at like 9 o'clock.
I think it's after 9 because there used to be a lot of S words in It's Always Sunny.
Yeah, but you know what? I always thought that they were protecting like the F word, the C word, and nudity, frontal nudity.
There was, I remember one show that they were allowed like one F word a show on FX.
But that's like
that's a PG-13
movie. That's a PG-13 rule. I saw Glenn Davis pop his head in here when he heard the F word. He's got a bleep and regroup.
He's not allowed one per show. Let him know.
I'd be curious what the actual rules are on that because they didn't just have if I recall right, when she got in the calf, the trough.
Trough, yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was everything. I think they showed the whole thing.
I don't think they showed frontal, they didn't show like bush. But they showed boobs and ass.
I don't think she had any. I think she was shaved. I'm pretty sure I was.
But
I was kind of like, wow, I can't believe they're showing that.
Why aren't more cable companies doing that then? Just put your show on at 9 o'clock.
Yeah. Tyler, research that, man. Find an answer. It's got to be on.
There's so many shows that would be better if they weren't censored.
Well, it's funny because like Rick and Morty, the originals, it's all F-bombs and stuff. But the ones they play on Adult Swim are all bleeped out.
See?
Which I'm not really sure why because it's Adult Swim. You're supposed to be able to do whatever, theoretically. 713-780-ESPN. Somebody says it's up to the individual cable channels to set their standards.
Okay.
Well, if that's the case, then so be it. I mean, they do warn people.
That's true.
What else are you watching? I'm kind of, I got one more Preacher to watch. I'm on Better Call Saul, but it's football season, so I'm pretty much out until.
Yeah, I'm trying to wrap up some things. I'm about to get into Snowfall, season two of Snowfall. I've got them all recorded. I think there's six so far. Try to burn through some of those. And then, like you said, football's coming up, so, you know.
Yeah, I've been watching that. I've been binging that Eureka. It's actually pretty good. It's not something you would like, but it's also to the point, though, where a couple people told me where it turns and it's not good anymore.
What is this?
It's called Eureka. It was on Sci-Fi Channel years ago. It's about all the smart people living in one place in Washington. They just put them all there, and so it's like all geniuses. Well, and it's but apparently it gets into actual aliens now, which I don't know. Hey, I would like to get your opinion on this as a parent with kids. I guess any parent technically has kids.
Yeah,
theoretically, I think I just.
But you mean kids at home?
Yeah. A restaurant in Germany is doing a no kids policy, where you know it's adults only.
Okay.
Your thoughts on that? Because I think
good.
I think there's something to be said for that. At the same time, you know, when I had little kids, I liked taking them to restaurants.
I think there are restaurants that it's okay for you to take kids to. Right?
Yeah.
I think that there are certain places where while they don't necessarily have a sign on the door that says, hey, don't bring your kids in here. I feel like there's some places where, you know, it's kind of just, it should be known anyway that this isn't a place for children. And
but I'm kind of okay with them just saying that as opposed to.
I am too. But like you go to B&B Butchers, for instance.
Yeah, it's a good example.
Chances are good. A party of two. Let's say we're talking a party of two. If you both eat, you get an appetizer, you get dessert. Let's say you get a couple bottles of wine or some whiskey. You could easily spend $400 on dinner.
Oh, easily.
The last thing I want to do on a night that I spend $400 on dinner is deal with somebody's kid in the restaurant making a bunch of noise or throwing food or something like that. I mean, it would be obnoxious. If you go now that's if you go to, you know, Red Lobster or Applebee's and you're expecting there not to be kids there, you're an idiot. But I do think there are restaurants that they're not for kids. And I'm perfectly okay with that. I'm not mad that they're saying it, because I wouldn't be mad if anybody else said we don't want kids here. That's fine. Like, I feel like you're allowed to serve who you want to serve. And if you want to have a kid-free environment, you should be able to.
I'm with you on that.
Now,
I think there's room for both, though.
You'll lose some customers.
You might gain some, though.
You might gain some.
Knowing that they don't have to deal with people's kids.
Yeah.
I've become that dude that hates little kids. I just hate being around them. Yeah. It's because everywhere I go now, I had to go to Academy to pick up some stuff the other day, and it was just packed. It was before school, so it was going to be worse than usual. The kids are running around, and they don't look where they're going, and they run into you and stuff. And it's just like, oh, come on, man. Get me out of here.
I mean, it's like with everything. Like, you know, if you whatever you serve, however you serve it, you're always going to cut out a certain percentage of the population. If your food is too cheap, you're going to cut out people who don't want to eat cheap, crappy food and be around kids and stuff. If your food's too expensive, you're cutting out, you know, people with who are feeding families or who are middle class or lower. If you're a bacon bar, you're cutting out Muslims. It's just, I mean, you're going to lose a percentage of people based on there's no restaurant that fits everybody.
No,
there just isn't.
But there shouldn't be.
No. That's the beauty of having so many restaurants.
Yeah, well, Chris, as a parent, you need to know not to take your kid to those places.
Yeah.
That's
common
sense.
But the problem
is
not everybody's that smart.
Yeah, and there are plenty of places where you can take kids. And you know, if I go to a restaurant like that and I know that there's kids, I'm fine with it. Because I know going in, there's going to be kids.
But if I go to Nobu over here for sushi, and I know I'm going to drop $400 or $500, I don't want to be around your kids. I just don't. If I've got to wear a tie, I don't want your kid to be there.
That seems fair.
You know what
I mean? That's fair. But
if I've got to wear a jacket to dinner.
But see, I think most people are pretty good about that because when we go to someplace, like we're going to do a date night at a high-end restaurant, I almost never see kids.
Almost never. You're right. Almost never. But there's always some people who think, oh, well, my kid's well-behaved. Typically, those kids are not well-behaved.
Yeah.
But there's every once in a while, there are people who do that. So I'm okay with them just saying, you know what? Yeah, no kids.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Lisa asked, if I see you in public and ask for a picture, would you be annoyed? No. No, if we're out, I'm never annoyed. Although I'm going to be.
She asked you that or me?
Both of us.
Oh. I don't mind if I'm not with my kids. Like when I'm with my kids, I really don't like it when strangers come and talk to me because I have an 11-year-old kid who thinks I'm famous, and that's the last thing I need my kid thinking. So
you kind of are, AJ. You've become very famous.
I'm like, dude, trust me, this isn't famous. Just because some people know who I am, that doesn't make me famous.
In Houston, think you're pretty famous.
Well, listen, I don't want my 11-year-old thinking anything like that. So the last thing I need is people coming up and saying, can I take a picture with you when I'm in front of my kid? I just don't need it.
See, mine are old enough now that they just make fun of me.
Right.
Whenever somebody does that. So I used to be where if I was out with the kids, that was the only time I didn't really want to talk to people. But they're old enough now. They think it's funny. I'm totally cool with it anytime, really. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1. Watch us say, 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 watch us say,
watch. This is Nolan Ryan, and you're listening to the Blitz with Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman on ESPN 97.5.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Somebody asked crying kid or barking dog. Can I just say, parent or dog owner, either one, it's kind of on you. Like a lot of the bars that I go to, which I'm not going to go to anymore because I'm no longer going to drink in public. But
yeah, that'll last well, today.
Nope. Limit three. That's it. But no, a lot of the bars we go to have patios, and it's really cool. People bring their dogs. But if the dog's barking the whole time and bothering other people, you got to take it home.
Yeah.
I mean, that.
It's pretty simple.
Yeah, but people don't do that, and it drives me nuts. It's like, I'm you know, it's cool that you have your dog here, but if your dog's bothering people, then. Hey, it's all great and convenient for you, but get the thing out of there. And the same thing, if the kids are just acting up, you got to shut it down.
Yeah.
And I've had to do that
before.
What are
you gonna do? What do you do when you've ordered your food and you're waiting and your kid's throwing a fit because he's tired of waiting for his food?
You take him outside. I've done that before with mine. And until he calms his ass down or until the food gets there. But you can't have him screaming and bitching with all those other people in there because it's not fair to them.
And Jermaine says, we took our kids out to eat all the time in public as babies, toddlers. They grew up knowing how to act in public. Mine too. My kids go out to eat with us all the time unless we're going to a fine dining establishment.
Yeah, I don't think we ever took ours to, we'd go to like Mexican restaurants and things like that, but never really high end.
We'll go to like El Tiempo. Yeah. El Tiempo is, that's fine. But like, again, if it gets to the place where like, you really need to be wearing a button up to go to the place.
Yeah.
Like if you can't wear jeans there, your kids probably shouldn't be there.
Chris Householder says that's a perfect rule to go by if there's a dress code, no kids.
Yeah. I mean, that's where I'm at. Like, basically, if you can wear jeans, I expect to see kids there.
Yeah.
Unless it's a bar.
I wouldn't think that places like Nobu or, like, say, Uchi, for example, I don't think they have a kids menu anyway. So
they don't have a kids menu. Yeah, so your kids are going to be eating.
Don't take a kid there.
Your kids are going to be eating $100 worth of sushi.
Yeah.
No thanks.
Soccer Bilal says, can't think of a better way to spend my last night in Houston, loading the truck, listening to the Blitz for the move to Dallas.
Ugh.
I'm sorry, Bilal. But you know what? You still have the app.
Matt, going back to our earlier conversation about the host pick'em pool that I would like to set up.
Yeah.
Matt says, can the fans vote on a spread too, see which show has the smartest fans? No, because we don't know if you're really a fan of our show or if you're a Charlie Polillo fan trying to infiltrate and make us look bad. We can't trust you. We can only trust who's in house.
Yeah, plus that's turning into a lot of work. And for the record, while I'm happy to participate, I'm not organizing this thing. I'm just telling you. Somebody else is doing it and collecting everything and keeping track. I don't have time. That's like four already today. And one off air that the people didn't get to hear. So yeah, it's all fine and dandy to have this idea. Just don't expect me to have anything to do with it other than participate.
And eat wings at the end.
Yeah, I'll eat the wings at the whoever the loser has to buy. But I think that's a good way to do it. Last place has to buy wings for everybody.
I think that's a fair punishment.
Yeah. And, you know, it helps a sponsor.
And then how about this? I'd ruin it because not all our hosts drink. I was going to say, everybody who plays throws in $20 and the winner gets a nice bottle.
Hmm. Let's be honest, though. The guys who don't drink aren't going to win this.
I mean, but...
I mean, 0% chance.
So, like, we could make it where if we all throw in $20 for a nice bottle at the end, for instance, like, if Raheel wins, he can buy a pair of shoes with that money. Right?
Yeah.
If Joel wins, he can get a bottle of wine for his wife. I think Joel's wife might drink wine at least. I don't know. I don't know Joel's wife, but... Or Joel can buy dog food, whatever he wants. We'll give him a gift card to PetSmart. For us, I would rather it be a bottle.
Yeah. And for Granado, it can be a case of Coors Light.
Yeah, it can be. However, how many of us are there? There's the two of us, two on the
Barry
show
and
before
Joel.
Us. Charlie, John, Lance, Raheel.
Dell. Nine.
Okay.
So $180. You could get
you know how much Coors Light you get for $180? A lot.
You know what? We could probably throw Patrick Creighton in there.
Okay, there you go.
So that's an even ten. $200.
I think this is a good deal. This is a fun idea.
And last place has to bring Big City Wings for everybody at the end of the season.
Yeah.
Winner take all?
Winner take all.
I love it. Now you go organize it. Leave me the hell out of this. I got enough going on right now, including migrating into a new system the day after Labor Day. Can't wait for that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the next few weeks are going to be, might be a little more testy than usual. I'm not going to lie. Especially if this doesn't go well. Because I've been assured it's going to be really smooth and there won't be any problems. How long have I been hearing that?
Mm-hmm. You already know this. That's not how it's going to go.
About a year, because we're coming up on the 11 month anniversary of Sports Map, and this is supposed to fix everything. I've been hearing this for 11 months.
Mm-hmm.
So we shall see. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And still a lot of stuff that I haven't. I still got a lot of football stuff. I still got a lot of non-sportsy stuff. It kind of depends on what direction you want to go. But I wanted to bring this up because I think this is very weird in that the New York Times on its homepage now, like if you go to the New York Times homepage, they've taken off the reporter's bylines. And it's just got the headline and a story. So you can't tell who wrote stuff.
That's weird.
Yeah, and I think it's, you know, I kind of think, to me, it's going backwards, because what I always say, put your name on something if you're going to.
Yeah, but is that also maybe like if it's out there, we're putting our newspaper's name on it.
It's already there, though. I mean, that's at the top of the masthead. It says New York Times. That's, to me, you're already saying that. We're putting the newspaper's name on it. I mean, for one thing, it kind of diminishes your writers. And the other thing is, you should be responsible. Patrick Creighton winds up being wrong about that George Springer story. Yeah. His name should be on it, not just us. And, yeah, he should get called out. So,
is this new to the New York Times?
Yeah, they just started this.
Did they write a story about doing it?
I don't think so. They got a bunch of response on Twitter. But, some of these tweets, good morning and a hearty bleep you to whatever consultant convinced the NY Times that its online front page doesn't need bylines. Do you think your audience isn't astute enough to care who wrote a piece? Do you think your reporters are interchangeable and generic?
Maybe so. Maybe it doesn't make me want to read you.
No.
But I also don't read the New York Times regularly.
And somebody else said, maybe there's a great reason to remove the reporters' bylines. How about telling us the rationale? This isn't the 1990s. Transparency should be increasingly a must for you, not just something you demand of others.
Maybe they didn't have enough ink because they are the failing New York Times.
Well, but it's a website. You don't really need ink for that, theoretically.
Dang, you're right.
But, I mean, it's almost, it seems like a weird way to react to being called the failing New York Times. Oh, well. I found it odd.
I find it interesting, for sure.
Yeah, I just like to know why. And, of course, we live in a world where people don't really have to justify anything anymore. Yeah. They just do it. Got a couple other football things for you. By the way, guess who says he needs to improve? Brandon Weeden. How are you feeling about Brandon Weeden?
I mean,
anything change really for you? He didn't play very well last week.
No, but neither did Deshaun Watson.
No.
I mean, none of the quarterbacks look good. It's preseason. I don't really care.
Yeah.
hopefully it never matters if Brandon Weeden's good or not.
Yeah,
hopefully.
In theory. I've said if you need him to play two games, I'd be okay with that. If Watson's out for the year, it really doesn't matter who you bring in. They're done. I do have the quarterbacks facing the most pressure heading into the 2018 season from Sportsnot. See whether you agree with their list. They have Alex Smith at number 10. It kind of makes sense. New team, big contract extension. You know, theoretically, if they're not better, then getting an older guy and letting Cousins go doesn't look good.
Yeah.
Here's one I think should be much higher on the list, Jameis Winston.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, I'd have him much higher. I mean, you talk about a guy who is under pressure.
Yeah.
Considering the off-field stuff, considering the fact that he hasn't really performed on-field.
Yeah, he's got to be feeling the heat.
Russell Wilson, number 8.
No.
Well, I think only because he's going to have to carry a lot more of the team.
Yeah, but
and
he's safe. He's I mean, there's no question about who.
Well, here's
who the man is.
Interesting stats. He led Seattle in rushing last season, and accounted for 37 of the team's 38 offensive touchdowns.
Yeah.
So
I'll give you a guy who's going to be. So what's the exact?
Just guys who are facing pressure for different reasons.
Okay. Did they rank them 1 through 10?
Yeah.
Joe Flacco's high on that list.
Joe Flacco is number 6.
Okay.
Right ahead of a guy who's.
I've got a couple guys. Let me throw some guys at you. Blake Bortles.
Blake Bortles is numero 3.
Okay. Dak Prescott.
Number 4.
So, okay, I'm throwing darts. I'm landing around there. What about Derek Carr?
Derek Carr not on the list.
What about Kirk Cousins?
Kirk Cousins is number 1 on the list.
Okay.
And with good reason. I mean,
yeah,
he's expected to do a lot there. So Cousins is 1.
Case Keenum?
Case Keenum not on the list.
First time, they've basically said, hey, you're the man from day one. He's not feeling any pressure.
You're missing number 7. You're missing number 2.
Andrew Luck?
Andrew Luck not on the list. You're missing number 5.
Jim Garoppolo.
Jaime Garoppolo, numero 2.
Oh, I think that might be high.
Well, a huge contract off of basically the same body of work as Deshaun Watson.
How about this one? Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan not on here. But I kind of agree that he might.
He maybe should be.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like they're going to run him out of town, but...
Yeah, you have two left. One of them is the NFC version of Flacco. You should be able to figure that one out.
NFC version of Flacco. Man, that's tough. Who fell apart completely and is useless now after being relatively useful for his entire... Eli Manning.
Oh, okay. Hey, that's a pretty good...
That is a pretty good, yeah.
Okay. Pretty good description, right?
I could see that.
Number five on the list, they have Marcus Mariota.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think they're really happy with what they got out of that guy.
Yeah, I don't think he's under... I mean, he hasn't become the superstar, but he's been pretty damn good. And I think if that's all you ever get out of him, you got yourself a pretty good quarterback. So, all right, 713-780-ESPN. What'd you say there, Tyler?
Ah. Bill Advisor. You want to know how to save some money, Fred? Or do you have too much money? You don't know what to do with it. If that's the case, then you could stop listening now. But if you want to save some money, Bill Advisor's got you covered. If you own your home, listen up now. Our friends at Bill Advisor they're trying to deliver some big savings on your home insurance. And I believe in this because it worked for me. I saved a ton of money on home insurance with these guys. Shopping for a better deal on your policy, it's always been a hassle. You take a long time to get a quote. Then someone made it 15 minutes to save a few percent. And that's all right, I guess. But Bill Advisor's new system is even faster, and you're going to save a ton of money. They will deliver you a firm insurance quote in just 15 seconds using nothing but a text message. Grab your phone right now. Text the word money. That's M-O-N-E-Y to 232323. They're going to ask you for an address. You shoot that back, you're going to get a full quote with excellent coverage in 15 seconds. Savings with Bill Advisor are real. The average homeowner saving $790-plus a year. It's real coverage, real savings, real fast. It's 2018. No one has 15 minutes anymore. Bill Advisor finds you savings in seconds. This is the new way to shop and save big on your home insurance. One more time, text MONEY to 232323 and get your home insurance quote today from Bill Advisor.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN. Your number, 713-780-3776. Happy first day of school.
My kids have already been in school for a week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, HISD started back today, so... I have no idea because we're so spread out all over the place with who listens to us that you never have any idea. I mean, my kids went back today. Actually, Will went back to college last week, and then I think Katie went back today.
So I texted my buddy who writes for the New York Times.
Yeah,
and he's not like a regular writer. He's like they randomly give him some assignment,
like a freelance guy,
kind of like that. Yeah, he said. It's just the front page of the desktop site. The mobile site has been like that for a while. The paper, the actual paper still has them. The actual articles still have them. It's all overblown, in my opinion. He said, all that being said, if I was a reporter, it would definitely piss me off.
Okay.
So that's his take on it.
Interesting.
So I never look at the mobile New York Times site. But
yeah, I don't either. I mean, the only time I ever go to it is... Frankly, if I find a story that's linked to it,
yeah,
for something that I want to use for the show. By the way, some not so good Game of Thrones news for you.
Oh, great! How much longer?
apparently, because one of the guys who does a lot of the it was supposed to be April, right? But one of the guys who works on it says it's probably going to be. Visual effects supervisor Joe Bauer, who probably has kind of a big role with visual effects, says we're probably going to be toiling away on season 8 until May of 2019. So it's 8 or 9 months away.
Yeah.
And then the prequel is starting to shoot in February. So here's a what are the odds for you? What are the odds if Tyler were to impregnate a young lady that the baby would be out before Game of Thrones?
Tyler does have a girlfriend now.
Well, it doesn't have to be his girlfriend. It could be.
Could just be some random.
Yeah. Just, I mean, we're putting the 9 months here on it.
Let's say Tyler, his girlfriend breaks up with him today.
Right.
And he gets drunk and goes out to the bar and bangs some random chick, probably an ugly chick, but Tyler doesn't care because he's hammered and he needs to get some emotions out. And during his drunken state, he forgets to wrap it up, and he also forgets the pull-out method, and he impregnates her tonight.
Okay. And?
Tyler will hear that baby crying, or he'll either hear that baby crying during the first episode of Game of Thrones, or he'll be paying enough child support that he won't have HBO, and he'll be like trying to watch it at somebody else's house. That's my prediction.
Okay, so there will be a baby before Game of Thrones.
I think so.
All right. Anything you want to get to here haven't hit yet?
Well, not really. I think we've about done everything. I've got a bunch of non-sports stuff for the Dumbass Report. The only thing I had left to mention, or that I guess we didn't really get into earlier, is it looks like Lance McCullers not coming back anytime soon. And the fact that Sean Manaea goes on the DL for the A's.
Yeah, that's a big loss for them.
Although Sean Manaea's...
Plus, he's been on your fantasy team, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he has been. Sean Manaea is obviously more important to Oakland than McCullers is to Houston, but still, but neither team at 100% right now. So I thought that was... mostly the McCullers news I thought was interesting.
Yeah, I'm okay with not rushing him. Just... let him get healthy and put him in the bullpen in the playoffs like he did last year.
What'd you think of the Manu Ginobili retirement?
Kind of weird timing for it. I mean, I kind of assume at this point you're going to go ahead and play.
I would think so too. But
yeah.
You know what? I respect guys that walk away before it's a total disaster, and particularly these guys who are like superstar guys sometimes have a hard time walking away. And I feel like, you know, it's not like he was awful this year. He's now a 20-minute-a-game guy instead of a 30-minute-a-game guy.
Right.
He's a nice role player. And if you got a guy coming off the bench getting you, you know, 9 points, 3 or 4 rebounds, you're probably pretty happy with that. Give you some energy off the bench, but he's 40 years old. You know, walk away before it's...
Yeah,
before people start to get frustrated with you being there.
Yeah, he's had a really good career. And obviously, I don't think that the Spurs are real contenders anymore. You know, he's accomplished everything he's going to accomplish.
Yeah. And although, we'll see. Yeah, a lot of people are writing the Spurs off. The Spurs are basically going to bring back the same team they did last year, except they're going to have DeMar DeRozan now. And the Spurs were what, like the 4 seed last year?
Yeah.
I won't count them all the way out. I mean, it's hard to count anybody as a contender when the Warriors exist.
Yeah, I think the one thing about the Spurs is the great run that they had. To me, the one guy who doesn't ever get enough credit for that is Tim Duncan. And I think with Duncan gone, I just don't ever see them being the same Spurs.
That's fair.
So,
all right, let's go to my man Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning. He's on the line to tell us what's good this week. What's up, Aubrey?
Hey guys, good afternoon. It's still summer, isn't it? You know, we thought the kids go back to school and summer's over, but working out in the yard a little bit this evening and I'm not having reunions this weekend. So I got, you know, going to work and then get off and going to work, you know, so get ready for the family party. But it really is the time of year where you've got a lull in the action with the kids. You know, they're back in school. You got Saturdays where they have a lot of sports and stuff they're doing. So if you pick up the phone, dial 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373, 281-DIRT-FREE. We'll come out to your home. We'll start in the very worst area. If you don't love what you see on your tile, grout, leather, drapes, upholstery, you know, air ducts, wool rugs, if you don't love what you see, we simply don't bill you. So we'll start in that worst area. No soaps, chemical residues, or tap water. Make sure it's going to come out right. And then we'll do the job, you know, once you're satisfied with the worst test area. So dial 281 Dirt Free. We'll get three rooms done for $100. We got two giveaways. We're doing a free chem-free refill. So if you have a trigger sprayer or a quart bottle, we'll fill that up with the spotter so you can spot yourself with something safe. And then we'll do a $100 free speed dry. So two freebies, make a purchase, 281 Dirt Free, get tile grout, leather drapes, upholstery, wool rugs, whatever you like. Get something done, and we'll give you a couple freebies in any sale this week.
Awesome. That's Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free. Always gives the great deals when he's on with us. Appreciate the time, Aubrey. We'll talk to you next week, man.
Okay, guys. Next week.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Check out SportsMap.com. Lots of great stuff today. Lots of cool stuff coming tomorrow as well. Going to roll out our college football stuff this week, so it's going to be a fun week on SportsMap. SportsMap.com.
Get on the map.
Follow us on Twitter at SportsMap, H-O-U.
I think that should be the slogan, get on the map.
Well, it's the first thing of the live read here, or the liner. It's time to get on the map.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear you say that.
Yeah, get on the map.
That should be the tagline at the end. Get on the map.
Bitches.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Don't do that.
No, slap a bitch on it. It's always better.
Yeah, I don't think we should. Yeah, no. You don't want to. You don't want to scare people away from the website.
Fine. All right, let's do a dumbass report.
Let's do the dumbass report. And I'm going to go ahead and say this week, remember last week, the dumbass report, not the strongest?
Yeah.
This week, strong. Let's start with Jacksonville, Florida, which tends to be a place where bad things happen. Yeah, or dumb things happen.
Bad thing happened yesterday there.
Oh, I heard about it. That's crazy, man.
The gamer convention.
It was a Madden tournament.
I know. Yeah. Was the guy who did the shooting, did he lose in the Madden tournament?
He was in it. I don't know if he lost or
I'm
what.
I'm not sure. I didn't read
the whole apparently article. He was there for the tournament.
Dude, I hope he didn't shoot anybody over Madden. If so, you're an idiot.
There's some video that's coming out that's showing like the live stream of it actually happening, which is pretty morbid.
Crazy. Yeah, I don't know that I need to see that.
Well, this man was arrested Sunday night after deputies say he waved a rifle at some pool goers because he thought their music was too loud. This was at an apartment complex in a community pool. Three adults and three kids were attending a pool party. This guy's name is Richard Savage, which I love. He was carrying a rifle.
Porn star.
At one point, they say he racked the slide and pointed it at the group, demanding they shut it down before he headed back inside. The partygoers called deputies who say Savage admitted pointing the rifle at the group because they wouldn't turn down the music. 52-year-old Savage was charged with aggravated assault and child abuse. Really? Because the music's too loud? You just break out? Call the apartment management people. Call the cops if you need to. But that's like, that's not wise, guys.
It's very savage of him.
That's way too easy.
Yeah, I love when he signs his name and it's always last name first. It's Savage, comma, Dick.
I don't know how, like, if you got on a sailboat, would you know how to work it?
A little bit. I used to do that a lot when I was a kid, but it's been so long. There's some things you can remember from your youth. I don't know if that's something that I would remember.
Well, a 38-foot sailboat crashed in San Diego Bay yesterday.
Okay, let me say yesterday. This. 38-foot sailboat, no chance
that's
in hell.
That's a grown man boat,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I thought you were talking about a little small one. I could probably handle that.
This was interesting because, you know, there's some things that, okay, you can't get out of the way of. They ran into the USS Midway.
Oh, jeez.
That's parked there in San Diego. That just seems like one of the things you'd be able to avoid. It said, Craig, this guy's name's even better than Richard Savage. Craig Wiener, who was visiting the museum from Orange County, said it looked like the captain of the sailboat didn't have control of the vessel when it crashed. So he just was letting it ride, I guess. That never works out well. You ran into a battleship? Like, you run into another, you know, you run into another sailboat. Okay, they're both moving. Okay, fine. But you run into a battleship?
Yeah.
An incident happened in Kentucky that a man blames on methamphetamine, shockingly. The man's cousin allegedly tried to steal some items from his cousin, including a cheese grater, an empty bottle of Lysol, and a bottle of soap. So he broke into the house, and that's what he stole. A cheese... Tyler, you probably know this better. Well, where's Trey? He lives in Baytown. He knows. Can you make meth from Lysol, soap, and a cheese grater?
Trey doesn't know.
I know what I saw.
What Baytown guy is he?
All I know is what I saw in Breaking Bad, and you can't do
those aren't the ingredients. No.
That's like high dollar meth, though.
That's it's the blue stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, the confrontation took a dangerous turn when they found, when the homeowner realized that, hey, his cousin was ripping his off. He was lying, throwing his hands, saying stuff like, I didn't do it, I didn't do it. You know how rogues do and blame it on everybody else. He did pull a gun on me when I got back around the house because I guess he thought I was upset with him. Tackett said he can't understand why his cousin took the items that he did. It's the most random assortment of things. It looked like he was getting ready to go to a pallet sale. Must have been a bad batch of meth around here because Floyd County has gone crazy in the last 4 days. Tackett said he plans to file additional charges against his cousin, even though he's already being held on a $25,000 bond charged with receiving stolen property and being a convicted felon with a firearm. Neither one of those are wise moves. And, yeah, this is a weird story. A man tried to lure a child with money and candy to mow his lawn. A 69-year-old man was arrested after police say he tried to get a 10-year-old boy to his home by offering him money and candy to mow the lawn, play on his drum set, and then get cleaned up in his spa. That sounds not good.
Sounds very Catholic churchy.
Doesn't sound like that guy really needed his lawn cut. He was in his front yard. The man drove up in his Volkswagen and offered him $7 and candy to come over and mow his yard. Which, by the way, $7 and a Snicker bar ain't getting your lawn cut. You know what I'm saying? I pay $35 a week, and I've got a grown man doing it. I don't think you're going to get some kid to get off his Xbox long enough to go mow the lawn for $7. Let's get real. The boy's father told the man to leave, threw the money in his car, and took pictures of his license plate. They confronted him at his home, and he admitted to trying to entice the boy to come mow his lawn, but denied saying anything else. Charged with a misdemeanor.
Well, I guess you can't really prove that he was.
Yeah, maybe he really did want his lawn mowed, but still kind of weird.
Maybe that was a euphemism.
Weird at best.
All right. That's going to mercifully wrap things up for the day. Tyler, appreciate your efforts over the last couple weeks. Great job, AJ Hoffman. Happy birthday. And I was okay today. We'll do it again tomorrow. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.